Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir English Podcast. Press release. The people of Egypt, Al-Kinana, including the sincere in the army, reject Trump's deal. And tomorrow, they will purify Al-Aqsa from the desecration of the Jews. Tomorrow is nearby. Commenting on Trump's announcement of his peace plan in the so-called deal of the century, Egypt's foreign minister said in a statement published on its official website, Egypt considers the importance of considering the initiative of the U.S. administration for the importance of achieving a settlement of the Palestinian issue in order to restore the Palestinian people their full legitimate rights through the establishment of a sovereign independent state in the Palestinian occupied territories in accordance with the international legitimacy and resolutions. In its statement, Egypt called on the two concerned parties to undertake a careful and thorough consideration of the U.S. vision to achieve peace and open channels of dialogue under U.S. auspices for the resumption of negotiations. In this meager statement, Egypt's foreign ministry announces that the issue of Palestine is an issue that belongs only to the people of Palestine when it calls the two concerned parties to consider carefully the criminal Trump deal and open channels of dialogue, even though it knows that the issue of Palestine is the issue of the Islamic Ummah according to the Sharia, for it is an Islamic land usurped by Jews with the help of the Kafir West and the rulers of harm in Muslim countries, and that it is obligatory on the entire Muslim Ummah to work to liberate and purify it from the abomination of Jews and return it to the adobe of Islam. So it is, and so it should be. The Ummah does not expect from the rulers of the Muslims, the Arabs and non-Arabs, any movement, for they are only servants and agents who implement what is dictated to them by their masters in the colonial Kafir West, believing that this will preserve for them their worn-out thrones. Yes, the Ummah has taken its hand off these rulers, who only brought them humiliation and subservience, and it is counting on the sincere of its sons in the armed forces, who do not accept humiliation and disgrace, as they see how the regime has squandered the capabilities of the Ummah and submitted the Ummah to its enemies, afflicting it with the worst torment. It is not for the army of Egypt that expelled the Crusaders from Beit al-Maqdis and stopped the advance of the Tatars to stand idle as it sees the Masra of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is handed over to the Jews. The most intense of the people in animosity toward the believers. Let this conspiracy from the West and the East and from the rulers of shame and disgrace against the Ummah and Palestine be a strong motivation for the sincere of our sons in the army of Egypt and the rest of the Muslim armies to remove these regimes and establish the Second Khilafah Rashida state, righteous caliphate on the method of the prophethood, to restore the Muslims their glory and strength, and to return the Ummah as it was and as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted it to be, the best nation ever to be raised for humankind, and also to restore the legacy of the Ansar who supported Allah and His Messenger, so Allah immortalized them in His Holy Book to the Day of Judgment. O sincere in the army of Al-Kinana, you are, by the leave of Allah, capable of defeating your enemies. The Kafir colonialist states are strong in appearance but weak in reality. They have advanced weapons but no real men, and weapons without men are of weak effect in front of a believing company who might be lesser in weapons but are more severe in fighting. The Jewish entity is weaker than the spider house in front of the shouts of the Mujahideen. Allahu Akbar, because they possess a true and vibrant creed, which gives them a fighting ability unmatched by the tyrants. Allah is with you, and the Ummah behind you will never let you down, as it awaits the day when you raise the banner of La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah. That day, the believers will rejoice in the victory of Allah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, ما لكم إذا قيل لكم انفروا في سبيل الله اثاقلتم إلى الأرض أرضيتم بالحياة الدنيا من الآخرة فما متاع الحياة الدنيا في الآخرة إلا قليل. O you who have believed, what is the matter with you, that when you are told to go forth in the cause of Allah, you adhere heavily to the earth? Are you satisfied with the life of this world rather than the hereafter? But what is the enjoyment of worldly life compared to the hereafter, except a very little? At-Tawbah 38, Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Egypt.